Roger Thornton Center Stage program, the finale from a divertimento by Haydn that was created at USC, assembled by Gregor Piatigorsky and orchestrated by Ingolf Dahl. The cellist was Thornton alumnus Nathaniel Rosen, and the Thornton Symphony was conducted by Daniel Lewis. For more information about the Thornton School of Music or an updated concert schedule, point your web browser to usc.edu/music or call 213-740-1599. This is a production of the USC Thornton School of Music. Production funding is provided by Wells Fargo. Our technical director and associate producer is Karen Kraft. Thanks to Mark Hatwan of PUSC for production assistance. And as your producer, writer, and host,
Michael's Catering, offering the...
That's a brilliant idea.
Going back to the corner where I first...
Create a story, enter tell. Opera history shows that most composers work closely with their librettists to fuse words and music into just the right vocal line to move the plot or detail a heartfelt emotion. Obviously, an opera composer must learn the techniques of the trade, but what history tells again, rare indeed is the musician who finds any measure of success, let alone notoriety. While each era has a handful of remembered visual artists, fewer still are musical composers. You can quickly name seven or eight artists of the 20th century. Picasso, Endres, Monet, Cezanne. I challenge you to name as many well-known opera composers from the same period. Richard Strauss, Puccini, and Rossini. The point is, to compose an opera takes more technical skill than applying pigment to canvas. And only a very select number of composers wrote anything worth remembering. So how is it that the chosen ones could spin them off like Roger Federer, forehand winner? Why do we know the operas of Verdi and Wagner and not those of Mayol or Marschner? Well, you won't find the answer to that metaphysical question here tonight. Instead, this evening on the KUSC Sunday Night Opera, one of Mozart's last operas, composed in the year of his death, which, according to an early biographer, took only 18 days. A story about an emperor of Rome, and how he pardons his best friend and jealous wife in their failed attempt to assassinate him. Composed simultaneously with the Magic Flute, and bearing more resemblance to the works of Monteverdi, the two-act opera seria, La Clemenza di Tito, by Mozart.
Thank you.
Mozart was commissioned to write a coronation opera, a coronation of a Holy Roman Emperor, Emperor Leopold II, as King of Bohemia. In history, the Roman Emperor Titus Vespasianus, famous for the noble qualities he had shown in his short reign of about 3 years, AD 79-81, was an ideal subject for a coronation opera. Leopold had been likened to a latter-day Titus during his reign as Grand Duke of Tuscany. The opera seria of Mozart, in two acts, was first performed in the National Theater of Prague in 1791, September of that year, and is based on the libretto by Catalino Tommasano Mazzola after Pietro Mastaccio. As the curtain rises, the apartment of Attila, daughter of the fourth emperor of Peleus, who had hoped to marry the new emperor, Titus, but he obtained in court the Princess Federica. As the opera opens, Vitellia persuades Sesto, who is in love with her, to join the conspiracy to assassinate Titus. In the forum, Titus is praised by the crowd and organizes help for the victims of the eruption of Vesuvius. Titus tells Sesto that he has decided to send away the foreigner Berenice and marry Servilia, Sesto's sister. Sesto's friend, Anio, who is himself in love with Servilia, nobly keeps silent, but when he breaks the news to her, they declare their mutual love. Servilia reveals this to Titus, and he praises her candor and blesses her relationship with Sesto. Vitellia, hearing that she has been passed over again, promises her hand in marriage to Sesto if he will instantly murder Titus. Sesto departs reluctantly to murder his beloved emperor and friend, and no sooner has he left than Anio and the prefect Julio come to pay homage to Vitellius as the newly chosen empress. She hysterically tries to call back Sesto, while the others attribute her emotion to excessive joy. Flames begin to consume the capital, where Sesto is torn by conflicting emotion. But just as he resolves to save Titus from the conspiracy and conflagration, he sees the flames leap up. Mayhem ensues, and in the confusion, Vitellia keeps her head enough to warn Sesto not to blurt out the truth. The first act curtain comes down. The Roman people are heard mourning what they believe to be the death of Titus. This evening we'll listen to a 2006 Deutsche Grammophon release. Rainer Trost is Tito Vespasiano, Magdalena Korjana is Sesto, Hilary Martin-Hilfe is Vitellia, Lisa Noon is Servilia, Christine Rice is Anio, with John Relais as Publio, with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra Chorus and Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris. Act 1 of La Commedia di Tito by Mozart.
I'm anyone next to you starts suffocating, just let me know.
I'm already suffocating. Right.
The person next to you, you have to.
Scream, baby, dream. Oh, scream, baby.
here, everybody. My name is Featherbeard, and I'm the High Priestess of Snot.
Oh, literally. Featherbeard. Okay.
And so... Yeah, I haven't quite figured out still why they called me that, but...
I think I finally figured it out.
I think my parents were hippies.
I had the snot thing figured out a lot.
Yeah, the snot thing.
Featherbeard.
That's right. Snot, which is the part liquid, part solid, loose congregation of ourselves coming from where 'tis a mystery. A mystery.
It's not true.
Someone tells you it is. Someone tells you it's true. You just tell them exactly that. It's not
true.
It's not
true.
It's not
true.
What am I gonna play? No, I don't want to play that one. Crazy lady, running in circles. Don't you know we all grow old now? Unless, of course, we die now.
They'd be a big, big hill, and I'd see the
Tomato stew. Crazy lady running in circles. Don't you know we all grow old now? I'm melting into the seconds that stand before me. They stand before me, and maybe if I'm lucky, seconds will grow to minutes, and hours, and days, and months, and years. Hours and days, months and years, and I shall be a thick, consistent paste to spread out over the year. Over the year, and all I ask is 1,000 years. Just 1,000 years.
Got it.
Okay. That was a long one.
You've got it. You've earned your 1,000 years.
But 1,000 years passes just like that, you know?
Yeah.
Bat your eye and
pass the liquid LSD around.
See,
Yeah.
Be careful, one drop of this and you'll be jumping out of windows that don't get close. So I want to say thanks to all the talented, wonderful people who've been playing music here tonight. I have a really nice time so far. Everyone's been really lovely. To Dion Bunning and to Professor Cuddlecore. Do you make house calls, Professor? I'll need some cuddling later. Cuddle me to the core.
I'm very selective about my men. Pass the test.
Well, luckily I'm a high priestess.
Of snuff.
That's right. Snuff.
Reason.
Okay. So that last part is the French thing that says, I love myself and I wanna speak some German now. I think I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for some German.
All it says is I love myself.
It's I love myself, je m'aime. Je m'aime, je m'aime. Oh, every night, je m'aime.
Not tonight.
Yeah, tonight, je Professor Cuttercore, my man. So this song, the German part, is not about loving myself, but it's about what happens right before things really go down the tubes. Because when things really go down the tubes, right before that happens, one of the signs of the tubes is that the animals from the ocean will come onto the earth and start eating the high gods of our land. And so, the phrase is the words are DTF Pressen movie stars, which means the animals are eating movie stars. Sharks and barracudas are offshore tonight to find the richest flesh that there is on all the earth, and here in Hollywood they find it fresh. DTF in movie star. DTF driving you behind the screen. It could be a giant squid who's out to take your liver or your spleen. DTF in movie star. Jellyfish are feeding on Sarah Jessica on the morning news. Next, we're gonna have
tells people, ask him questions about his life, to make it seem like you're interested. I can see right through those questions. I know my mom is behind all of this. I wish she'd just give me the money, and then I would just, well, I don't know. Well, I guess I wouldn't get to share this special thing with you. Oh, a shoe is not a shoe, if indeed it is not two. A pant is not a pant, only half he cannot dance. A leg alone, a leg, is as good as half an egg. And a foot that has no pair is like a wig without its hair. Unless upon an amputee he does not live at all. Unless upon an amputee he does not live at all. Can a single scissor cut an upper jaw crocodile? Does one eye flap the world? Can one arm hug a girl? Suggested donation of $5,000 to $17,000. Thanks, guys.